Sam follows him along the path to his favorite spring, where he undresses slowly, distracted by the touch of field grass against bare thighs. Mating dragonflies hover buzz low over the water, their wings and ripples in every direction, as Herman stands naked, adjusting himself with a thoughtless touch. When Herman squints, the clouds become a lion, or a ship with sails that dip and become claws. He sees Sam reflected in the water.
And every tree I pass was resplendent redly glowing like love.
They sink below the surface. Sam's legs wrap tight around his torso, choking the air from his lungs. He bites her neck, struggles to no avail. A trickle of blood air escapes his open mouth. She's laughing, gropes his bare chest, strokes his hair, eyes soft. The clear lake turns to mud with their kicking. Sam gasps for air and finds herself alone. Herman gasps for air and finds herself alone. They wipe the mud from their body. Sits with her through the night. By morning they become one, her bust but him from the waist down. They continue to use both names, but it takes some time to get the coordination down. She'll sit while he stands, or the other way around. Eventually they figure it out. We all get used to it. And it's nice, because you can sit alone with one. You'd rather have the other beside you. There she is.